Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. In a picturesque world, summer is the time when your livestock enjoy good weather, good pastures, and easy living. But to be frank, summer also brings hot weather, flies, pink eye, anaplasmosis, and then more flies. Fly populations have been steadily building, and from now until fall, we will see peak fly problems. Instituting some sort of fly control program, like sprays, rubbers, or fly tags, will help decrease fly populations that spend a lot of time on cows, such as horn flies and some face flies. Stable flies and other biting flies don't spend much time on an animal, so you'll need to focus on environmental controls too, not just topical treatments. The increased biting fly population is also spreading anaplasmosis organisms around if it's in or near your herd. Although horn flies can transmit some anaplasmosis, the biggest concern is stable flies and ticks. So normal fly control has limited value. If you're in an endemic area, you may want to consider having a conversation with your veterinarian about a veterinary feed directive for chlorotetracycline. Give me a call for help with any of the products available for control of livestock pests. I can be reached at the Altamont Extension Office, 620-784-5337.